Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows through partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. Praise be to God. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with what thus says the Lord. Let me leave you with this thought for this after this evening. Forgiveness is its own reward. Bitterness is its own punishment. Guard your words and your thoughts accordingly. Amen? For it says in Luke 6 and 36, and the CSB Bible says, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Amen? And Ephesians 4 and 32, and the CSB Bible also says, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God gave you in Christ. And that is my thought for this evening. Let us pray. Dear Lord, let forgiveness rule our hearts. Even when forgiveness is difficult, let us be your obedient servants, Lord, and let us be a woman or a man who forgives others just as you have forgiven us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to play another selection, and you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen? Praise God. At this time, I want to play another selection. To God be the glory.
Your faith has made you whole. Hold on. of a scar man. All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand of a scar man. Don't let Jesus pass you by. You'll make everything all right. Oh yes, my. All you gotta do is hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No. You just reach out and hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on,
hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No. Hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
hold
he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah. You're listening to
fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts. cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless. Plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me. A better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right to finally win. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counseling and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense. Just by keeping hearts and minds wide open and taking the proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
You're listening to
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name. Everybody standing all over.
building with your hands raised and your mouth open, let's cry out to the Lord tonight. Come on, say, Lord. Will happen. Men and women will be set free. Lord, work on us. Lord, work on us. Lord, work on us tonight. Come on, with your hands raised and your mouth open, let's cry out to the Lord. Say, oh Lord.
Let's go. worship him for who he is. We praise him for what he does. Come on, worship him. He is the God that brought you out. He is the God that delivered your soul. He is the God that gave you another chance.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening, which is entitled, Small Yet Mighty. Amen. And the scripture reading is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And I'm reading from the NASB Bible, and it says, But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with each which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been given, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as of it a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and it says, We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Praise be to God. Again, the title is Small Yet Mighty. The writer says, There are times late at night in North America's harsh Sonoran desert, where one can hear a faint, high-pitched howl, but you probably would not the source of the sound. The small yet mighty grasshopper mouse howling at the moon to establish its territory. This unique rodent, dubbed the werewolf mouse, is also carnivorous, meaning it's a cannibal. They like cannibals, amen? In fact, it preys on creatures few would dare mess with, such as the scorpion. But the werewolf mouse is uniquely equipped for that particular battle. It not only has a resistance to scorpion venom, but can even convert the toxins into a painkiller. There's something inspiring about the way this resilient little mouse seems custom made to survive and even thrive in its harsh environment. As Paul explains in Ephesians 2 and 10, that kind of marvelous craftsmanship characterized God's design for his people as well. Each of us is God's handiwork, Jesus, uniquely equipped to contribute to his kingdom. No matter how great, no matter how God has gifted you, you have much to offer. As you embrace with confidence who he's made you to be, you will be a living witness to the hope and joy of life in him. So as you face whatever feels most menacing, meaningless in your own life, take courage. You may feel small through the gifting and empowerment of the Spirit. God can use you to do mighty things. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. Is it easy or difficult for you to see yourself as God's marvelous handiwork? And why? And in what areas of your life might remembering this truth give you renewed confidence and courage? Amen. Think about those two questions. Praise be to God. Let us pray. God, thank you for the incredible way you have designed us to live with joy and purpose. Help us to believe and find courage in the truth of who we are in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Again, I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. But this is our Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection while we are waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all. Well, somebody's going to walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours. It's yours.
Ah.
It's your inheritance.
Wave your hand if you know you're going to go get it.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Again, this is Pray One for Another, our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. And I pray that you're enjoying our inspiration. That is the reason why we are here, to pray for one another, no matter what. And this time of our lives right now, we need every prayer that we can get, especially for this world and for the human race. God bless you for listening to Pray One for Another. Victory will be ours. Amen. Praise God.
Victory is mine. I'm in the presence. I'm taking off and fly. My Savior draws nigh. My spirit's on high. I'm living
happy and free.
Happy and free.
Of its glory.
In the twinkling of an eye.
In the spirit of
victory. I'm in the presence,
I'm taking off
in
flight.
Oh, my soul's on fire,
my spirit's on high.
How are you this evening?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, our speaker is running a little behind, so, you know, I will play another selection while we're waiting.
Okay.
Amen. And if, you know, if she's not here by 20 after, then I will find, I will bring something. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. My love. Jesus saves. No, too slow. Praise God. I'm looking for my favorite song. God is sustaining me. Where is it? Okay. I'll get to you. Oh, here we go. Praise be to God. God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. y'all. It's simple. We're going to have a church.
Yes.
When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
His blood always brings
Somebody gotta cry out. Jesus.
Sustain.
Storm cloud, you gotta call him.
Jesus is.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus. Sustain. Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God, it sustains
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you're free.
One more selection, and after that selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Desperately
wait.
lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Tonight, my scripture reading is coming from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 30. That's John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 30. Amen. Where it says, therefore, the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. To this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it forth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Our Father, you have told us that to whom much has been given, much is required. We are indeed a favored people. Millions of people went to bed hungry last night. Millions more are barely able to eat out. But the worst thing is that there are even more millions of people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. Some of them live in lands of poverty, but others live in places of affluence. We bring our gifts to you this evening. Use them to support your work at this church and in all places where they will be sent. As we have entered into the labors of others, we pray that others will enter into our labors as we give our, tell the story of Jesus. We give for our local church field and for all people everywhere who need to hear the good news. We pray this in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, remove stuff out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At least twice in Jesus' ministry, he must have cried wildly and exultantly. One occasion came at the beginning of his ministry, and the other closed. When he finished with the third temptation in the wilderness, he shouted in Luke 4:8, "Get thee behind me, Satan," indicating that he was through listening to the temper. Now, at the close of his ministry, Jesus once more shouted. This time, the cry was likewise wild and exuberant. Cries followed prolonged periods of distress. The first cry followed 40 days of hunger and temptation. The other followed many hours of haunting misery and excruciating suffering. Both times, Jesus proclaimed his identity with something and somebody. Both times, he testified in the presence, could withstand all the assaults that the satanic forces of evil might bring up against him. No pleasure was great enough to make Jesus surrender. No pressure was great enough to make Jesus surrender his determination to be God's suffering servant and sinless sin bearer. Finish a job completely. Few people, my glasses is kind of fogging up here this evening, causing me to mispronounce the words, amen. But a few people can finish a job completely. At best, we are but stammerers when we try to speak about God, and weaklings when we try to do anything in his name. But Jesus was different. He never stumbled, mumbled, or grumbled. He kept his eye on God, his Father. He would not turn back or be turned back. He was determined to complete the task God brought him into the world to perform. His victorious cry, "It is finished," reveals three things worth taking to heart. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 19, verse 30, and it says, "When Jesus had received the vinegar, he did it finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." To God be the glory. My title for this message is, God's plan is now complete. God's plan is now complete. tonight, my message is divided into three parts. First, we're going to talk about offering of Jesus are now finished. His suffering is now finished. Many years before Jesus' crucifixion, one of Israel's great prophets had said in anticipation of Calvary in Isaiah 53:10 in the RSV Bible version. It said, it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he makes himself an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Suffering of God's Son was in full accordance with God's eternal purpose. Because we are humble, or because we are human, we cannot fathom the divine mind. We only know that God chose the substitutionary atonement of his Son as the way of redeeming humankind from sin. When Jesus hung on the cross for 6 hours, he bore in his own body all that we deserve to suffer for our sins throughout eternity. The thought is too profound for us to comprehend. It is the Lord's doing, and it must remain wonderful in our eyes. Jesus' suffering did not begin on Calvary. He was persecuted at every stage in his life. The Pharisees constantly dogged his tracks, seeking every opportunity to find him guilty of violating some small part of the Mosaic law. The worst suffering is not physical torture, but mental anguish. Jesus was hated by the religious leaders of his day. He was too orthodox for the liberal Sadducees, and he was too liberated technical demands of the law for the overbearing Pharisees. Though this latter group resided chiefly in Jerusalem, they followed him to Galilee during his marvelous 18-month ministry when he was so popular. They tried to make his life miserable by constantly nitpicking everything he did to meet the human needs of unprivileged people in that area. The thing is that they were afraid that he was taking everything away from them. The greatest suffering was, however, in Gethsemane and on Calvary. So intensely did he feel the weight of the world on him, praise, that he cried out to God in Matthew 26 and 39, let this cup pass from me. Jesus, suffering in Pilate's hall, where both physical and mental, he was handed over to cruel executioners who beat him with thorns laced with pieces of bone or lead. It was physical suffering to the utmost. Then they placed a crown of thorns on his head and a purple robe around him. In some way, this must have hurt more than the scorching. Finally, Jesus endured indescribable suffering as he was nailed to the cross. Jesus merely said in Matthew 27:35, and they crucified him. But what depth is contained in that simple phrase? Now all the suffering was over. Jesus was beyond the reach of his enemies. No longer could they taunt him or throw insults at him. He had paid for our sin, and no one could hurt him anymore. Amen. Praise be to God. Number two, the prophecy of Jesus' life and death are finished. Beginning in the Garden of Eden and continuing until the last chapter in the last book of the Old Testament, we have what has been called the Messianic strain. God made himself known in many ways through revelation and inspiration. But the Old Testament is primarily a drama of redemption. Every book has something to say of God's eternal purpose in the world. Some of the prophecies are direct statements coming of certain events that became reality in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Others are in symbols, but they are nonetheless God's divine word of assurance to Old Testament people that his redemptive purpose would not be defeated. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them in Matthew 5 and 17. Christians in the first century had no New Testament. They found Jesus in the Jewish scriptures. Philip was asked by the Ethiopian eunuch the meaning of an Old Testament prophecy in Isaiah 53:7-8. The New Testament says that he, in Acts 8 and 35, began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Praise be to God. in conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus reached back into the Old Testament for a beautiful parallel, a parallel between the history of Israel and his own ministry, saying that in John 3:14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The symbolic teaching of the Passover, Day of Atonement, and all guilt offerings were fulfilled when Jesus died. Amen. Praise God. One second. Okay. When Jesus died, the curtain separating the holy place from the Holy of Holies was torn into two when Jesus died. No longer does the high priest go behind the curtain. Jesus is our high priest, and every believer unlimited access to come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in time of need. Every prophecy, every type, every ceremony, every ritual, every foreshadowing of the coming Messiah's life and death for our sins has been fulfilled. It is finished. And number three, the plan of salvation is now finished. All that was necessary for the atonement of humankind's sin had now been accomplished. The resurrection had to follow, but the price had been paid. The raising up of Jesus was the Father's work. The Son had paid the price. History records the linking of the great railway system across the United States. One group began in the east and built the tracks westward. The other group began in California and built eastward. A great day came when the two tracks met. Governors from two states attended the gala occasion. A gold spike was nailed at the last to commemorate the event. Someone spontaneously shouted, "It is finished." What was finished? A throughway had been provided. People could go from the east to the west, crossing the nation on the rail. But when Jesus shouted, "It is finished," an even greater throughway had been established. People could now go all the way from earth to heaven through the Savior who gave his life as a ransom for sin. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, that we, through him, may have eternal life. And my conclusion is, this was perhaps the greatest shout from the cross, for Jesus had completed the work God sent him to do. From now on, the responsibility is on us. Have you received the atonement and applied it personally to your life? Jesus died for all, but not all will be saved. Only those who come to him by faith will you come today. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. This computer is giving me problems. Come on, not today. I don't need no problems right now. Okay. Okay, 1 second. I'll be with you in a minute. The computer wants to do what it wants to do. Okay, as I was saying, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy.
I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy.
Lord, please have mercy on me.
Lord, please have mercy on me.
I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me. And set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
Become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you. And to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I pray. Amen. And if you have said this prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Well, we all know right now we are still going through the COVID, and that our churches are closed at this time, but you can go on Zoom or you can go on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, wherever the internet is that you are connected with, and find a good Bible teaching church to further your education and knowledge into walking with Christ. Amen. And now as I give the benediction, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. And let us all say amen. Praise be
amen.
To God. So, at this time, I'd like to ask my guest online, which is the 5-fold Apostle Mother Wiggins, to give a response on how she enjoyed the word this evening. I'm sorry that it sounds, my voice is low or whatever. I'm on
no,
on
it
my
sounds
phone.
Fine.
Oh, it
and
is?
Your voice sounds
oh, okay.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It
oh,
sounds all
praise
right.
God.
Yeah,
oh,
it sounds
praise
fine.
Praise God, because, you know, the
no,
some,
I know,
the,
I understand. I understand that sometimes you don't know how you sound, you know, unless somebody tells you, but you sound
right.
Fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
If you
okay.
were sounding different, I would have told you. You know, you sound fine.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how did you enjoy the word this evening?
Well, you know, I always enjoy about Jesus and his shed blood at Calvary. I always enjoy that word. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Me too.
I know our radio listeners got something out of that today. And you know, you
praise
never
God.
Know when there is somebody new that needs to hear, you know,
amen. Yes,
why
right.
God sent Jesus and what, you know, what it was about and about
mm-hmm.
eternal life and that.
Yes.
You know, we always have new people coming in to hear that word.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that word is so important. Because that would have been going on a long time, you know, about
long
the kingdom and about, right? A long time.
Yes.
And I said, where would we be without Jesus and his sacrifice? Where would
I'm
we
telling
be?
Telling you.
And I'm so
we
glad that.
Doomed.
That's right. And I'm so glad that he finished the work that God sent him to do. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? That he finished the work.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the cross. You know what I mean? Even though he did all that suffering, and even though
yeah.
the Pharisees was against him, the religious leaders, you know,
absolutely.
they were against him. They hated him. He went through a
mm-hmm.
whole lot. You
yes,
know what I
did.
Mean?
All
but,
for, us,
he still,
for us who don't even deserve it.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people now still turning their back on Jesus. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But he gave everybody a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He died for the
yeah.
whole world. He gave everybody
yeah.
has a chance, so nobody have an excuse. You know what I mean?
That's
why
right.
this word keeps going forth over and over again.
And,
because, yeah. you know, new children are being born. New people are coming into the world. And we can't
yeah.
assume that everybody's heard it. Every
that's
yes,
right.
life going on and on and on until,
mm-hmm.
the, like you said, the last person comes in. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
God is giving everybody a chance. So
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When everything is really completed, you know what I mean? That
yeah.
nobody will have the excuse because
none.
This word has really been going
nobody.
On for a long time.
Yes.
Nobody will have
yes.
an excuse. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So he's giving everybody a chance to hear this word, and they decide whether they want to be in Christ or not. So
amen.
I really enjoyed that. I always enjoy about hearing about Jesus and his shed blood at Calvary. We can't
amen.
Afford to get tired for that, right?
No, we cannot.
You can't afford to get tired to hear, for hear, hearing that word. That's the word that's going to give us eternal life, and it gives us a chance to go before God without a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And experience
yes,
his unconditional love, his favor, his grace, his mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so
what a blessing that is.
Amen. And I never get tired of hearing that word. And I know that more people are coming in. You know what I mean? Some people will say, well, I heard that before. Well, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not
every
the only one. We're saying it because there's new people coming in all the
different time.
Yeah. Right. But there's new people coming in all the time. People are being born every day, right?
Right.
Thousands, millions of people are being born every day. And they got to hear
absolutely.
This again.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And my
very
thing
important.
Is what I get a little upset about is like when people saying, oh, you already preached that already. Yeah, you heard
it. Oh, I don't
it,
say
but maybe
that.
Somebody else didn't hear it.
But you want to know something funny? If you read the Bible, you'll see where things are repeated a lot in
yes.
Scripture.
Absolutely.
God repeats
each
stuff a lot in Scripture.
That yes, each one of them that wrote the about Jesus' life, they all repeated the same thing.
Yeah, they repeat the same thing, and sometimes even in the chapter, you hear the same thing going on again and again. You know what I mean? Think
yes.
about how many times God held out his arms to the Israelites. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Kept holding his arms out and saying, oh, no, you know what I mean? I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. But I still hold my arms to you. You know what I mean?
That's
then the
right.
next chapter, you hear the same thing again. You know what I'm saying? Over and over. If you
if you
read the word, you see that God repeats himself a lot.
Amen.
He repeats himself.
Amen.
You know why he does that too? Because he wants us to get it.
Thank you.
Because sometimes
Thank
you hear
you.
Something, if you hear it one time, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It don't really sink
mm-hmm.
in. But he wants it to really,
nope.
really, really sink in. He wants that
Absolutely.
Word to sink in. You know?
God be
and something,
the glory, yes.
And you mentioned something here where I thought it was very important. You mentioned something about the Old Testament tells of God's purpose in the world, the Old Testament.
Yes.
You know, it's
a
figure
yes.
of things to come. You
right.
know, like we were in Daniel, and he was prophesying of what's to come
yes.
in the future. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it is true.
And Isaiah
mm-hmm.
also tells us about the things to come.
That's right. So I
yep,
really
because,
enjoyed that. I,
you know, because Jesus' prophecy started, you know, way back in the beginning in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
in Gethsemane.
It just, you know, kept continuing and continuing.
Are you talking
and continuing.
About Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Yeah, right in the garden, right. That's right, it did. Mm-hmm. And even we're in John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Absolutely.
That too.
That
you know what
too.
I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So Jesus, in the Old Testament, Jesus is there, but he's not there
mm-hmm.
like Jesus. But he's in every chapter. Everything.
Yep.
Everything
from
in Old Testament.
From the beginning, before the human beings, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Before the animals, before anything, he was
mm-hmm.
always there with the Father.
That's right. He was always there with the Father. But she didn't
mm-hmm.
say Jesus, but he was there. He was the Word
no,
made flesh.
He didn't say, but
yeah.
he was the Word.
That's right.
And the Word became flesh. Oh,
and the Word
Jesus,
became
hallelujah.
Flesh.
Yes,
right?
Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
I tell you,
so
when
I
you
thought that
read,
was a powerful word. Amen.
I did.
So that's
tomorrow,
always a powerful word.
Tomorrow one is going to be even better.
Well, I'm going to sure be looking out for that tomorrow.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
God.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The gift of the Spirit.
Amen. I sure don't want to miss that tomorrow.
Yep. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So, I guess that's where we are going to close out this evening. And I don't know, for some reason, I just got a cold chill.
Oh, really?
You feel chilly? You know, we was talking about Jesus and the cross and everything, and all of a sudden, like a cold chill came over my body.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was like, okay, and I got on socks. The house is warm, so there's
mm-hmm.
no reason for me to be cold, but
mm-hmm.
I guess it's just a different kind of chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was wonderful. I'll be looking for it tomorrow to the Spirit, you know.
Amen.
You
yeah,
always
want to
know about the Spirit.
Oh, yes, we do. In fact, that's that was Pastor's message lesson last night.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about the Spirit, the angels rather. His message that the Bible study last night was about the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was
the
wonderful.
Nature, it was the nature of the angels.
Oh,
that's
okay.
And, you know, the angels, they have personality. They were in the beginning of the creation. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how that a third of them decided to go with Satan.
With the devil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were all cast down here to the earth. And do you know that if you have, it was saying, if you have a spirit inside of you that, and you get, pray that spirit out of you, that
mm-hmm.
spirit goes into the desert to search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that spirit find another body to go into, what it does, it will gather together all six or seven other spirits, and they will return back to you if you let them in.
Well, they'll return back to you also if you don't have the word inside of you. You know, they'll look
right.
to see if you're inside, your word is empty, you're empty inside, and they'll come
yes.
back into you. That's why
absolutely.
When you're casting off spirits off to somebody, you know, cast off a spirit, you have to be very careful, because if that spirit, that person isn't filled with the word or anything like that, seven more spirits will come in, or nine more,
yes.
seven more, one of the
right.
two.
Yeah, that's what
will
that's
come back
what
into
I,
that
that's
person.
That's what I had read.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
I had read. I was like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. They'll come right back into you. Those spirits will come back into you, or into that person that you might have cast the spirit off of. You know, so you
yeah.
have to be very
yeah.
careful who you cast the spirit
mm-hmm.
off and how you do it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah.
yeah.
They'll come right back into you, that spirit.
That's right. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't have that gift to cast them out, you better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
yeah,
be careful.
Yeah,
because
many spirits off of myself. Many.
Yeah,
I'm not
I mean,
kidding.
Like,
I used to
if
make
you
a
cast
list.
Them off yourself.
I used to make a list and cast spirits off of myself. You know, I examine
uh-huh.
myself and see what I feel spirits is working. And I would
yeah.
cast them off. I went into that a little into spiritual warfare. Yeah.
Uh huh.
spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I think that's what one of our members is going through right now, you know, because he's, you know, he's saying that he's being tormented, you know. And
yeah, you can have a tormenting spirit, you know.
And he was going into a stage of depression.
And that's another spirit. Depression is another spirit. They got a lot of spirits. If you're depressed, because that spirit is not of God. That's a spirit. Tiredness
I
is
know.
A spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Sickness and disease
is a spirit.
I used to always say to Apostle, and she used to always say, I'm tired in my spirit, but I'm here. Or tired in the body, but I'm here. Now, don't you keep putting that on yourself.
Yeah, true.
If you're tired, you just say, I'm strong by the strength of God. I'm strong. I never say, oh, I'm so tired. I'm tired of being tired. No, don't put that on you. Just like sickness. Don't call sickness on yourself if you ain't got that. Like I used to get mad with people when they be saying that. Oh, now you the doctor. You know how to know what you got and what you don't got. No, don't call sickness upon yourself. You said I rebuke it. Whatever it is, I rebuke it.
Yeah, you rebuke it. But something can go wrong with your body, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like when you get older and stuff like that. Sometimes I feel it's your body, and sometimes it's demonic. It's your body, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Testing
because
you.
When I think...
They testing me. That's what I be saying. They testing me. But I'm not going to give in. I refuse to give in. I'm going to try everything I can try to make it go away. But I'm not giving in. I'm not claiming it. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. No, no, and no. Get away from me.
Yeah. Yeah, I try everything I try, and I try, I pray, and I also try everything. Whatever I feel the Holy Spirit gives me to do, I do it.
That's right.
And, you know the funniest thing that happens to me? The minute I think I got it, the Holy Spirit leads me to something else. He's not going to...
Absolutely.
Oh, that happens to you too?
I said, this one works. No.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit said, try something else that's a little bit stronger.
Well, he don't tell me it like that, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, when I'm using different creams for, you know, pain.
Yeah.
And then I'll use that one, and then you know how you get this unction in you? Nah, that's not the one. Keep going until you get to
he don't tell me that.
Yeah.
You have me discover something, right? And I discover it and everything, and I'm using it. But then that is not exactly it, and you lead me on to something else.
Exactly.
And now I don't even get excited. I just go with the flow.
That's it.
Because he leads me from one thing to another. It's like,
Amen.
Okay, what else?
Yes,
you know,
what's next?
What's next? So but in the process, I've learned a lot of things in the process. You know what I'm saying? I've learned a whole lot as far as health and stuff is concerned in the process.
Oh, yeah.
But I've just been led from one thing to another, one thing to another. Finally, when I think this is it, I get led on to something else. And I said, oh, my goodness. So now I don't even get excited or nothing. I said, okay, what's next? You know,
exactly.
am I supposed to do this now? And I'll start doing that, you know.
Yep.
He leads me from one thing to another.
But I've learned a whole lot. Things I wouldn't have knew if I didn't, I'm like you, I don't give up, see? But if I'd have given up, I would. There's a lot of things I wouldn't have known. Let's put it like that with health. But being that I didn't give up and I kept on striving, because I feel, too, that we know our own body, too. We can feel our body.
Yeah, we
you know what I mean?
Should. I mean, we're the ones that's carrying it around, so we should know something about our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We should know the
difference
in, you know, what's going on with it and whatnot, you know.
We know our body. I mean, because we feel our body, you know what I mean? We go to sleep with our body, you know, when you have the pain and when you have whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know your own body. You know it.
Yeah.
You know your body. I mean, you're not an expert at what to do for it, you know what I mean? Or you go to the doctor sometime, but sometimes there's remedies that you do on your own, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For your body.
So right now, I mean, like, before I used to go to the herbal store when my feet and legs swelled, like when my body retains too much of fluid or extra fluid, I would go to the herbal store and get, you know, the all-natural tablet to eliminate the excess water.
Excess water?
Yeah. But now there is there's no herbal store around here.
Mhm.
So now I have to, you know. But there's one on 125th Street. They sell nothing but herbal products. So I will go there probably over the weekend when my sister come over. Then I'll go back with her, and then I'll go there to get something, because I called my doctor. And I told her, you know, I need some for her to prescribe something to eliminate the excess water. And I know that everything you eat has salt in it. And so, and, you know, I try to do all my drinking liquids and stuff during the daytime. But I don't go.
Me too.
I don't go to the bathroom as much in the daytime as I do at night.
At night, me too.
And it interrupts the sleeping habit. You know, it's like every two hours I'm getting up and I'm going to the bathroom and go back. And then as soon as I get back into a good, comfortable position to fall back to sleep, then it's time to get up again.
I know, me too. I do that.
And I'm doing this all night long, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if she would prescribe something, then I wouldn't have to go through all that.
Well, I used to go to the bathroom at night 6 times in a night. That's
yes,
when I
ma'am.
Used to go,
if
right?
you count every 2 hours, that's like 6 or 7 times at night.
Well, then I drop down to about 3 times in the night. Sometimes, like a few days ago, I only went like twice in the night. I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
I had went twice. That's wow for me too. That's wow for me.
Yeah.
I usually go more than that, you know. And then, like you said, when you have to get up, you say, "Oh Lord, I don't want to get up." You know what I mean?
I know, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I try to lay there and hold it, but it hurts.
But they
have
this...
They have what? My back.
I was gonna tell you they had this thing in the paper, right? I applied for it. It was something where you put it on and you don't have to get up. And
I saw that. I saw that. Where
I applied
the lady.
For that.
Oh, you did?
I did, but let me tell you what happened. I called the people and everything, right? They didn't tell you how much it cost. This thing, whatever it is that you lay in bed with and you don't get up and you know what I mean?
Yes.
You pee into it and all that kind of stuff. What they say?
And
I don't know if it was $450 a day or a week. I think it's $450
what?
A week. Yep. That's what I said.
Oh, heck no. What? Are you kidding? I thought you'd buy the machine.
I'll find another way, huh?
Absolutely, honey. If I had to get me some of them pads that we use on the toilet, or get some what they call them things that they attend where you put them on like panties, but it has the pads inside of them
mm-hmm.
to hold the
yeah.
Because
I realized they have something in the store, like Dwayne and Reed or something, right? Don't they have stuff in
absolutely.
There for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because,
yes,
you know,
they
I was thinking
mother.
At that time.
Yep.
You know,
go
ahead.
It's the size, your size. They come small, they come extra small, large, medium, and extra large.
Probably an extra
and
large.
And you put them on just like you put on your panties. Instead of putting on panties, you put those on because they are in the shape of panties now. They even make them for men.
Oh, okay. Only thing is I can't stand nothing elastic, you know, to stay around my waist if I go to sleep.
Yeah.
I know I can't stand that. But like I said, I get up and I have a routine that I do. That's all right.
Yes.
You know, I worked out something for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I heard that price, I said, I'm not doing this.
Oh, my.
You know, they
sent
me
up. Too good to be true.
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't tell you what the price was. You don't. They don't tell you the price until you get on and talk to them, online. Then they tell you how much it is. So I said, well, how much is it? And he said something like $450 a day or a week. I said, what?
No, thank you.
I said, I am not. I said, that's okay.
I would have asked him, I would have said, well, do my Medicare pay for that or do I pay for that? If I have to pay for it, then no, thank you. But if they're going to pay for it, I'll take it.
I don't think Medicare would pay that a week, $450 a week for that. You think so? I don't know. Maybe.
Only one
Medicare.
Way to find out. One way to find out. Call them.
I never thought about S&M. But
that's why you pay. That's why you pay into Medicare when you're working. Medicaid
mm-hmm.
and Medicare, honey, so that you can
yeah.
get the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I would have
yeah.
asked that question. You know, next time, write that question down. Anything that you want to order for and your Medicaid card pay for it, do I pay for it or do the Medicare pay for it? Because there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that Medicare do pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I
yep,
have to
they
find
even
out what
pay,
that is that they pay
for. They even
for.
Pay for the people who have, problems breathing. They pay for the little machines, and those little
mm-hmm.
machines are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your insurance pay for that. That's why you pay into
call
that. Mm-hmm.
Find out, you know.
Yep.
You know,
that's the number is right on the back of your card. You can just call them and ask them all these questions. If they will pay for it. Because, you know, you let them know you need it desperately. And if they
you know, that's
well,
your confirmation.
Pay. Yes.
Because my caregiver told me that today, the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, she
absolutely.
Told me the same thing today about something. She told me I should find out if Medicare will give that to me, you know.
Of course.
You know, she was telling me that today. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't
all
be thinking
your
about Medicare.
All your doctor got to do is write a prescription.
Yeah.
That's all you need is just a prescription, and they pay for everything. Me, listen, if I need something, doc, I need so-and-so and so, and I need you to write me a prescription for it, so when I call Medicare and stuff, they let me know if they say, well, we need a form from your father. I got it right here. I'm going to mail it off to you. Or I'll give
mm-hmm.
you the doctor's name, address, telephone number, and ID number, because they put all that on your paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
Yeah, you were definitely entitled for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah, I have a question.
What?
Why was Judah special?
Oh, why was Judah special?
Yeah. So that's what we are reading now. And
yeah, I know. I wrote it down. Why I thought Judah was special.
Yeah.
You know. Why are you doing the homework?
Okay. Yeah, that's what she gave us, Nadine. But Judah was special because what he said, because he that they were Jesus came from, was going to come from the lineage of David, and David was from Judah, is like the tribe of Judah.
Yes, the tribe of Judah. But I thought she was telling us about, it's in the first two chapters or something.
Of Hosea.
I thought that's
Hosea.
What she said. Hosea. I thought that's what she said. So I put down something totally different.
I read Hosea, but it wasn't talking about David. I mean, it wasn't talking about Judah.
It did mention Judah. It mentioned Judah, right?
It mentioned them.
Want to hear what I said?
What did you say?
What did I say about Judah? Okay, I'll say, y'all, why was Judah special? Judah had, I know that Judah had eight good kings, right? They had eight good kings.
Right, they had eight good kings.
And they didn't follow after other gods. See?
And
they gave them, what?
You said, okay, they didn't follow after other gods. But they were also obedient to God.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
They gave themselves completely to the Lord God. So for 150 years they didn't go into captivity, right?
Right.
They did the opposite of Israel. That's why I think they was. Because then you have to find out what was the opposite that Israel did, what Israel did and what their opposite was. So in other words,
Israel
followed
bad
like
kings.
Judah
right?
was God's, huh?
Judah was God's what?
God's wife and his and he was their husband. Because when you think of it, right?
Yes.
What Israel did, Judah did the opposite. That's why Judah stayed with God a long time, right? That's how I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
So, and they realized God's blessing, right? They were faithful.
Yes. Right.
They gave themselves to God and not to Baal.
To Baal.
They were obedient. Faithful, kind. They acknowledged God and who he was. They did not commit adultery, right? They loved God.
Yep.
They were his people and he was their God. Judah did not run after other lovers. That's one of the things that the Bible said that Israel did. They ran after other lovers. Remember that?
Yeah, like Gomer.
Yeah, Gomer. Well, Gomer was a prostitute.
Yes,
she was a prostitute. But God wanted Hosea to marry her because that was a picture of him, God with Israel. You know.
Yeah.
He Gomer was a prostitute, but he had Hosea marry Gomer anyway, even though she was going after other men and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
but in the end, in the end, she became obedient to her husband, just like Israel became obedient to God. Yeah, after they went through what they went through, and God still forgave.
So, what do you think about that answer? That Judah was the opposite of
Israel.
Because if Judah was like Israel, Judah would be suffering the same fate. But Judah didn't follow that fate for 150 years.
Right.
You know, they didn't follow that fate for 150 years. I mean, it could be other reasons too, but this is the one I saw.
Okay.
I saw that Judah was doing the opposite.
But you see, the thing about it is that they have all the answers because, you know, they go to, what is that site that they go to? Exegesis?
Or exegesis site? Well, I don't know about that. I just go in the Bible.
I don't either. So that's why whatever I come up with, that's what I come up with. I mean, I give what I think it is. But they do that exegesis. They do the commentaries, and you know, and everything that they do is everything is online on the computer thing, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
So what you get, they give you something different from what you come up with.
Yeah, and well, that's what I see.
I don't like say anything because even when Pastor asks me why I don't answer some of the things, I said because number one, you guys go and do all y'all researches and everything. Then you'll come on the line and y'all expect us to know everything that you guys know because y'all done already went and researched, and then you use these big old words that I don't know half of the meaning of those words. You say them so fast. You spell them so fast. You don't give a person a chance to answer the question in their own way. So that's why I don't say anything.
It's something that Sister Barbara said.
What's that?
Those people that with the commentary and all that—that's their opinion. They have an opinion, like we do.
Exactly, but they believe in that opinion.
Well, I believe in my opinion too. And see, my opinion says, I'm not saying they're wrong. They could be right too. I'm just saying that
they are so into all of this theologian stuff.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Wrong with it, but not everybody knows, you know, about what these theologians, they are not 100% right either.
Well, some people don't
just like
that,
don't read that Bible, the New Living Translation, not to read that one. Why? Because what were we reading? We was reading, I forgot the scripture. I wrote it down.
You forgot the scripture.
He read it, so every Bible that I read said him, because we were doing the angels, and each one of the Bibles that was read, it was Matthew's chapter, let me get out, so once I get to Matthew's, I could tell you, Matthew's 11, the Lord Sabbath, no. I know the scripture was in Matthew's, but I don't remember. Was it Matthew's 11 and 20? At that time, Jesus answered and said, "No, that's not it." come to me, all you will know. That's not it. I know it was in Matthew, so I can't remember what it was. But in my Bible, I read it said them. It didn't say
him.
Him. It said they. And he was like, oh no, she was saying, no, that's not right. That's not it. If they were talking about Jesus, not about them. So you shouldn't read that Bible. Oh, okay. So what makes your Bible more better than the one that I read?
What Bible were they reading?
Because it said them instead of him.
So what Bible were they reading?
They read the NASB Bible.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the New American Standard Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the one that they be reading. So, you know, they be going, doing, oh, man, what was that scripture? I don't like for something to get the best of me.
Did you write it down?
No, we're just getting into. No, I didn't write it down. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
And
what was it
about? Matthew 18 and 10. That's what it was.
Matthew 18 and 10. Let me look at it. Oh, God, I'm tired, too. So forgive me.
Okay.
I was kind of working with my caregiver today, you know, a little bit. That's why I'm a little tired. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness, and I kept you on so long.
Don't worry. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
This is Matthew what?
I just had it. Matthew's 22 and 30.
Oh, 22 and 30.
Yes.
So I'll read a little bit before. Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. For when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. In this respect, they will be like angels in heaven.
They won't have bodies. That's what it was saying. They will be spirits. And then Matthew 25 and 41, because it was saying they are immortal and do not propagate.
Tell us whose wife she will be. Oh, so you're talking. They're talking about us. Period.
Right.
Even though Jesus is talking about this, I think it's the woman. Whose husband she's gonna be? Is that this is the scripture? I don't know if this was. Suppose there were seven brothers. The oldest one married, and then died. You know. But this content is with us in general too. This is what will happen to us. See, your mistake is you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. For when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage.
Right.
In this respect, they will be like the angels in heaven. So the dead rising, I don't know if it's out of the grave or. Just when you die, you rise, or
okay,
but he's saying that You're going to be like the angels. You're not going to be, that goes for us too.
Right.
You're not going to be.
So because it said that no flesh will enter into the kingdom of God. So we
yeah.
will be spirit beings.
Yeah.
So
then gonna
that
be spirit
means,
beings.
Yeah. So we won't be like, get married and have children.
He said we'll be like the angels in heaven.
Right,
like
which
the
they don't get married and they don't have children.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing about what I heard about something like that. I kind of mentioned it to you before, but I'm not going to get
yeah.
in that. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? But I had read
yes.
something about the angels because God says you don't know what the angels look like or what the angels are about.
Exactly.
But I read a study on that one time with the angels, but I'm not going to mention it about that. Because the
yeah,
angels
remember
is
we
like...
Had did, we had did a study, of a Bible study on the angels.
Yeah, but I'm just, this is something else that I was talking with you at one time. But I'm not going to
okay.
talk about it again.
Oh,
but
yes,
anyway,
yes, I remember.
Yeah, what was
12. But you have to come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. No, that's not it either.
Oh, so you're looking for the thing where he said he? You were talking about him
yes.
instead of something else?
Yes. Yes.
So was it in Matthew or you don't know?
I'm trying to, I know I read it in the New Living. And it said them, but I can't remember. I you know why I don't remember it? Because I got angry when she said that. Oh no, don't read that Bible because that you know they changes it. It's not them, it's him. When they were referring to Jesus. The writer okay so they misprint that's all but they was acting as if you know the Bible committed a crime.
Well,
when it said
I see one thing with them here. I don't know if this is it, but this has to do with the Pharisees. Was it the Pharisees and the Sadducees? No.
No, we're talking about the angels. Everything it has to be to do with the angels, and the
okay.
angels. And when I remember it, I'll mention it.
Well,
again.
A lot of times in the Old Testament, the angels. One of the angels. Sometimes when they're talking about is Jesus in the Old Testament.
Yeah,
but they don't say Jesus, but it's an angel. He's called
exactly.
an angel in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You heard
yep.
about that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway, so we're I'll just do what I have to do on thing. Because, see, that's what I do is, like, when I be studying the Bible, the books, the two books, Talk Through the Bible and Basic Theology. I go to different Bibles that I have.
Bibles and things. I understand.
To see, you know, to see if they all say the same thing. It's just that the study Bible said them instead of him. And it was like, oh, my God, you know, y'all give me a break here. Okay.
Well, see,
so
I have to read the whole scripture to
yeah.
see what it says. You know, I have to read the whole scripture. I'm not saying they're not right, you know, on what they're saying, but I'm just saying I'd have to
oh,
see the whole scripture.
I'm not saying that
I have
either,
to see the whole
but
scripture
I'm just
on what they're saying.
That, you know, they made such a big thing of it.
Well, maybe it's important to them, you know. That's very, very, very
yeah.
important to them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know some people that they don't follow the theology stuff. Some do,
right.
some don't. Some pastors do,
exactly.
some pastors don't do it. You know, it's, everybody's different. I'm not saying it's not good, but I'm just saying that some pastors don't bother with it. But some pastors do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, when you do theology, I guess you learn about, you know, the time that it was in and what was happening in that time
and
stuff
what,
like that.
That's what they be doing. They're looking at the culture and the different, what they did back in those days in the culture. So, you know, and then what they do, they compare it to today's culture, which we know that, you know, it's different because back in the day they had like, what you call those things, what was it? They didn't have like tall buildings like we do. They had like little buildings and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they lived in rocks. You know,
the rocks, caves.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say, the caves.
They look like buildings, but they, you know, they have a suggestion of a building. You know what I mean? They might have a roof on it. You know what I'm saying? Buildings like that. I'm not laughing at it, but I'm just saying it is different
for
us today.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was back in their days, and today is totally different.
But when I think of Jesus on the cross and those men wanting his sandals and everything, it looked like I can identify with today how people are.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
They want everything that you have. You know, even give them what they ask you for and they still turn around and beat you over the head and take what you still have.
That's true.
You know?
That's what you still have.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You know?
Yeah. Right.
And
it is what it is. That scripture will come back to me after I get over.
Well, when you remember it, let me know.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
I'll
go through all the scriptures that it's in the book, you know, that we read last night, and that's how I will get it. So anyway, Mother, it's 8:45, and I'm not going to hold you anymore because I done talked with you way past your time.
All right.
Okay, so I will see you on tomorrow, God's willing, and all is well.
All right, you too. And you know, it's a funny thing. I say it had to be God. And I said it had to be God because the first day, you know, after when the homework thing came, I said, well, I'm going to try to look at the homework early, you know, because if I wait, I'm not going to do it, you know.
Yes.
So then I started looking for it. And then here you come on today. And I had to answer what I thought it was.
Yes.
So God is great.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mother. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, love you. I'm not going to play the music. So you
don't worry about
I'm gonna
it.
Play
okay.
The music out, but you don't have to stay on.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Belongs to you.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. This, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Awesome.
Come on, somebody say,
the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength when I've been weak.
Praise His holy name.
Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
Oh,